With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for dangerous fire weather conditions at 1 o'clock this afternoon across much of Montana until 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. It stretches from as far west as Kalispell and as far east as Miles City. Missoula Forecast Office meteorologist Jeff Kitzmiller says although there are some expected thunderstorms, there isn't a lot of moisture in the area.
And then tomorrow we have a cold front that comes through, so we'll be pretty breezy. And that wind, and still relatively low on the RH, on the relative humidity, causes all the fires to grow. So we're worried about that.
The National Weather Service says potential winds up to 50 miles per hour, combined with lightning and thunderstorms projected for this evening, caused the initial concern. Hill County Commissioners ordered an evacuation this afternoon for the Sucker Creek area of Beaver Creek Park in Hill County, extending east to Rocky Boys Reservation and west to Blaine County. The East Fork Fire was reported on Sunday afternoon and grew today from about 1,000 acres to about 3,000 acres. Highway 234 is closed at Sucker Creek Road for emergency crews. The Chippewa Cree Tribe has not currently issued any evacuation notices. The Alice Creek Fire has moved to within a mile of homes outside Augusta. In the last 2 days, winds have been driving the now 6,000-acre fire, and its southeastern flank is now burning close to the Elk Meadow subdivision and has reached the bottom of South Green Creek. Fire Information Officer Mary Fritz says while a lot of the terrain is steep and inaccessible, ground crews are doing their best to protect structures, and none have been damaged so far.
We have a couple of dozers working out there, and we're trying to tie off that lower southeast section, which is near subdivisions down lower in the drainage. So we've been working with some dozers in there, hand lines in there, trying to secure the line to a road.
On the northern flank, teams have been using air resources like air tankers and helicopters to try to control high fire activity today. For more fire information, please visit our website at mtpr.org. Governor Steve Bullock's office said today that Montana will face a $227 million budget shortfall within 2 years unless state government agencies cut their spending by another 10%. Those cuts would be in addition to spending reductions that were triggered earlier this month by low revenue results, plus previous cuts to many state agencies included in the two-year budget passed last spring. Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, today blamed the cuts on two things. One, a revenue estimate set by state lawmakers that he called high, and
this may very well be the most expensive fire season we have ever had.
No actual cuts will happen for at least a month, while the proposals are reviewed by state lawmakers and legislative fiscal analysts. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.
I'm Nora Sachs with Montana News. Earlier this month, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed the Yellowstone area grizzly bear from the endangered species list. Today, wildlife and tribal groups filed a lawsuit to stop the delisting. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
In the lawsuit, the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, the Sierra Club, and others say it's too early to lift grizzly protection since climate change has reduced the animal's natural food sources, like the whitebark pine and cutthroat trout. The National Park Conservation Association's Stephanie Adams says in the last 2 years, climate change has caused more human conflicts, reducing the bear's population. Adams disagrees with those that say there's no more room, saying there's plenty of space in national parks.
The bears in Yellowstone and the bears from around Glacier, they're so close to touching noses, and it would be a shame for us to do anything right now that would prevent them from naturally connecting.
Adams says she wishes the federal government had consulted her group so they could point these issues out before the decision was made to delist grizzlies. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
The University of Montana might just meet its modest student enrollment goals for fall semester, which starts this week. Edward O'Brien reports.
University of Montana President Sheila Stern says she obsessively watches student enrollment projections. During a start of fall semester convocation Wednesday, Stern said that while fall semester's final numbers won't be tallied for a few more weeks, she likes the early indicators crossing her desk.
Looks as if we are meeting the numbers for which we budgeted, which would be about 11,400 headcount. I think we'll be close or above that. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
11,400 students is a far cry from 2011's record-busting spring enrollment of over 15,000, But it could have been worse. UM's enrollment has steadily declined since 2011, and a big class of over 2,100 students graduated last spring. Enrollment is key. It determines budget and staffing levels, and President Stearns reiterated that far too much of UM's budget funds faculty and staff compensation.
When you're spending nearly 90% or 85% on personnel, it means you're underinvesting in recruitment, or retention, or technology, or perhaps even deferred maintenance.
She says universities the size of UM should be spending roughly 70% of their budgets on personnel. That sets the stage for what Stearns describes as campus-wide strategic cuts and smart alliances.
The first thing we need to do is face facts. We may not like the facts, but to face them, we will acknowledge it and continue to work very hard to push that back down.
Stearns confirms 34 non-tenured UM lecturers have been notified their contracts will not be renewed for spring semester. She, however, adds that if financial circumstances permit, some may be re-recruited. The university faculty union has filed a grievance saying administrators are violating their own policies regarding hiring contracts for campus lecturers. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A federal grand jury has indicted three men, including a Montanan, on charges connected to illegal hunting in an Alaska national park. The indictment announced yesterday names 44-year-old Jeffrey Harris of Washington, 72-year-old Dale Lackner of Alaska, and 47-year-old Casey Richardson of Houston, Montana. Online court documents do not list their attorneys. Federal prosecutors say the hunts occurred at a lodge in Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve. The indictment says Harris and Richardson, who do not hold guide licenses, guided out-of-state hunters on doll sheep hunts. Lackner, a registered guide in 2015, is charged with conspiring to conduct illegal hunts and creating false hunt records. The indictment also alleges that Richardson and Harris used artificial sweetener harmful to canines on bait piles to try to kill wolves and coyotes. Smoke from wildfires has led Zantara Parks and Resorts to close Lake McDonald Lodge in Glacier National Park for the season. The lodge on the shore of Lake McDonald closed today, nearly a month ahead of schedule. Zantara says the Sprague fire burning in the park was not threatening the lodge, but heavy smoke was settling in the area, at times creating hazardous air quality conditions. Those with reservations will receive a full refund. The lightning-caused Sprague fire also forced the closure of a backcountry chalet earlier this month. The fire was not threatening Sperry Chalet, but it was burning near a trail used to access the chalet. It was closed for the season in mid-August. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.